This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A report out this morning finds states are expected to collect record revenue this fiscal year from a 1998 settlement with the tobacco industry, about $26 billion. But only a tiny fraction of that money will be used to prevent people from smoking. Our senior business correspondent Bob Moon has the story.
Smoking causes some of the most painful and deadly cancers. Quitting is much less painful.
Ads like this used to be hard to miss.
Quit smoking today.
But a new report from the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids finds that while states are taking in record revenue from the landmark tobacco settlement, they're spending less than 2% on prevention. The numbers are telling. Compared to the $8 billion annually that tobacco companies still spend on marketing, states are only spending around $500 million a year on anti-tobacco campaigns. That's down from nearly $750 million at the peak a decade ago. The report finds that many states are using the money instead to plug budget holes or fund programs unrelated to tobacco, the reason the settlement allowed states to spend the money on whatever they want to. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.